And the Lord hearkened to the voice of Noah, and said to him, When thou shalt have completed a full year, thou shalt then go forth. And at the revolution of the year, when a full year was completed to Noah's dwelling in the ark, the waters were dried from off the earth, and Noah put off the covering of the ark. At that time, on the 27th day of the second month, the earth was dry, but Noah and his sons and those that were with him did not go out from the ark until the Lord told them. And the day came that the Lord told them to go out, and they all went out from the ark. And they went and returned every one to his way and to his place, and Noah and his sons dwelt in the land that God had told them, and they served the Lord all their days. And the Lord blessed Noah and his sons on their going out from the ark. And he said to them, Be fruitful and fill all the earth, become strong and increase abundantly in the earth, and multiply therein. Jasher chapter 7:1. And these are the names of the sons of Noah, Japheth, Ham, and Shem, and children were born to them after the flood, for they had taken wives before the flood. These are the sons of Japheth, Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tiras, seven sons. And the sons of Gomer were Ashkenaz, Rephath, and Tegemal. And the sons of Magog were Elkanath and Lubal. And the children of Madai were Akon, Zelo, Hezani, and Lot. And the sons of Javan were Elisha, Tarshish, Chittim, and Dudonim. And the sons of Tubal were Araphi, Kesed, and Ta'i. And the sons of Meshech were Dedanim, Zaron, and Shebashni. And the sons of Tiras were Benib, Gera, Luperion, and Gilak. These are the sons of Japheth according to their families, and their numbers in those days were about 460 men. 10.